Shalom Aleichem Aboisai, Shalom from Yerushalayim Yerakoydesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we are continuing in the middle of the seventh topic of Parashas Kisavoy, the Klolos, Perek Chovches, Posuk Nunches. But before we continue, I'd like to go back and correct a mistake I made at the end of the previous year, and let us learn once more Psukim Nunvov and Nunzayin. Horakovecho is the female version of what we learned above in Posuk Nun Dalit. Over there it was Ho'ish Horach Bechovehoanoig Me'oid, and over here it's Horako Bechovehoanugo, a woman who is always a mefunekes, a finicky person. Following Rashi's first pshat before, that these two words, Horako Vehoanugo, is referring to the same thing, namely a mefunekes, a finicky person. And over here the Posuk gives you an example to how she is finicky. She never even tried to put her bare feet on the ground. She's not capable of doing that, because she is a mefunekes. And a mefunekes usually will only eat foods nothing less than the best, top quality food. Surely they wouldn't eat something disgusting. But over here, she is going to shecht her own children and eat their flesh. And when she does that, Tira eino b'ish chiko uvivno uvivito uvishil yoso hayoitzeit mibein ragleho. She will be stingy from sharing that flesh of her own child with her husband and with her older children, older sons and older daughters. And the first four words of Pasuk Nun Zayin is continuing Pasuk Nun Vav. She will be stingy not only in her husband and in her older children, also in her younger children. And how does the Pasuk express it? Uvishil yoso hayoitzeis mibein ragleo. A shilio literally refers to a placenta. But Rashi explains that in the context of this Pasuk, it's referring to her young children. Her young children are closer to their birth. And that's why they're referred to as uvishil yoso hayoitzeis mibein ragleo. She will be stingy from giving them also. But then the pasuk continues, uvevoneo asher teled, and her children that she gives birth. If it's continuing the same theme, these words are completely extra. We covered everybody that she could be stingy in: her husband, her older children, and her younger children. What is his uvevoneo asher teled coming to add? And therefore Rashi learns that the words teira eino in pasuk nunvov have a double meaning. Up until now it meant she is stingy, she is selfish from sharing with her husband, older children, and younger children. But Teira Eino could have another meaning. She is cruel over her children, and she kills them to eat them. That's what Uvevonel Asher Teled is referring to Teira Eino, namely she is cruel and she kills them. She will eat them when she lacks everything. Basoser, she eats them in hiding because she's stingy. She doesn't want to share with anybody else. And all this was caused because of the siege that the enemy made around you. The distress that that your enemies caused in your cities. Let's see Rashi. Teira eino beish cheiko uvivno uvivito agdoilim and uvishil yosa bana aktanim. Bechulom te eino tzoro means to be stingy, kishatoicha leto echod, militein lasher etzlo min aboso. Uvevoneo asher teileid, teira eino leshochto mula ochlo mecho izakoil basoser. Here's where Rashi puts another pshat in teira eino. Being that both pshatim are included in the words teira eino, therefore, the words could be referring to both Posuk Nun Vav and beginning of Posuk Nun Zayin, and the end of Posuk Nun Zayin having a slightly different meaning to the word, namely being stingy and being cruel. What they both have in common is that they both have an evil eye. Posuk Nun Ches, Him Lo Yisishmoir Lasois, Es Kol Divrei Atoiro, Azois HaKesuvim Basifer Hazeh Liro, Es Hashem, Anichbod, Vanero, Azeis, Adoino, Yaloi Hecho. If you're not careful to keep all the words of this Torah that are written in this Sefer, to fear and be in awe of this glorious and awesome name of Hashem your God, then Vehiflo Adonois Makois Echo Veis Makois Zar Echo Makois Gedolois Venemonois Vocholoim Roim Venemonim. Then Hashem will strike you and your children with unimaginable plagues, horrible and faithful plagues, horrible and faithful sicknesses, diseases. What's faithful about them? That they're relentless. They won't go away. They'll do their job until the end. Says Rashi, Vehiflo Hashem es makoisecho. The word Vehiflo literally, says Rashi, muflois umuvdolois mishal makois. They're separated, they're unique, they're different than other plagues, namely, they'll be unimaginable. Vene'emonois liyasereko, to teach you a lesson. Lekayim shlichusam, that's what they're sent on a mission, to teach you that lesson. And they will be relentless until you get the message. Posuk samach vehishiv becho, eiz kol madvei mitzrayim asher yogurto mipneihem vedoveku boch. And Hashem will bring back onto you all the diseases that came to the Mitzrim as a result of the 10 makos, the plagues, asher yogurto mipneihem, that you were so scared of, vedoveku boch, and they will attach themselves to you. Says Rashi, asher yogurto mipneihem, you were scared of the makos, mipnei makos, not the Mitzrim, mipnei makos. Where do we find that the Klal Yisrael were scared of the makos? Kesho Yisrael roim makos meshunois habois al Mitzrayim, hoyu yirei meyem, shelo yivoyu gam aleim. They were scared that they shouldn't get them also. Teida, sheken ksivet after in Parshat Beshalach, after Kriyas Yamsuf. It says, im shomoya tishma, if you listen to Hashem, kol amachalo asher samti v'mitzrayim, lo yosim olecho. That's if you listen, diuk, but if you don't listen, you will get those machalois. If you want to scare somebody, you want to threaten somebody, you got to scare him, threaten him with something that he's afraid of. So you see from that pasuk that they are scared of the diseases brought upon Mitzrayim. Pasuk samach alev gam kol choli v'chol mako asher lo yichosu b'sifer atiro azois ya'aleim adonoi olecho ad hishomedoch. And also all the diseases and all the plagues that are not written in this Sefer Torah, Hashem will raise them upon you until you will be completely destroyed. Says Rashi, Ya'aleim loshen aliyah, to raise them upon you. Posuk samach beis v'nishaltem b'misei me'ot tachas asher yisem kechoycha v'ashamayim l'roiv ki lo yishamato b'koil adonoi Eloihecho. And in exchange for what you used to be numerous, like the stars of the sky, you'll be left with few people. And all this because you didn't listen to what Hashem said. It says, Rashi v'nishaltem b'misei me'ot tachas mu'otin chilef mu'ubim. Few people in exchange for the numerous people you used to be. Posuk samach gimel v'hoyo kashol sos adonoi aleichem lehitiv eschem ulaharbois eschem. Kein yosis adonoi aleichem lehavid eschem ulashmid eschem. V'nisachtem me'al ho'adomo asher atov o'shomo l'rishto. And as happy as Hashem was to do good to you and to increase you, so too Hashem will make the goyim happy over you to exile you and to destroy you, and you will be uprooted from the land that you are going there now to inherit. Says Rashi, Kein yosis Hashem es oyeveichem aleichem lehavid eschem. Rashi is making sure you don't make a mistake and think that Hashem will be happy to exile you and to destroy you. Hashem is never happy to punish, but Hashem will make the goyim happy by them exiling you and destroying you. V'nisachtem loshen akira, to uproot, v'chein beis geim yisach Hashem. Posuk samach daled v'hefitzecho adonoi b'chol ha'amim m'mikzei ha'oretz v'ad kitzei ha'oretz v'ovanto shom Elohim achirim asher lo yodato atov avoisecho etz v'oven. And Hashem will scatter you among all the nations from one edge of the earth until the other edge of the earth. The next part of the posuk, if we translate it literally, the posuk would be saying, and over there you will worship other gods that you nor your ancestors ever knew about, made out of wood and stone. But Rashi says it doesn't mean that. Rather, says Rashi, Vovanto shom Elohim achirim kitargumoi. As Targum explains, Lea voidas Elohus mamish, not that they'll be oivet avodizoret. That's totally on their bechira. They will choose, like any other mitzvah and aveiro, even mizman agolus. Elomali mas vigulguluyois lekoimre avodizoret. They'll be forced to pay taxes to the ministers, to the priests of avodizoret. That's what the pasuk means when it says Vavanto shom Elohim achirim. Posuk samach hei yuvagoyim hohem lo yisargi av lo yihi emonoyach lechaf raglecho venosan adoinoy lecho shom leivragoz vechilyoin einayim vedaavoin nofesh. And while you will be amongst the goyim in golus, lo yisargia, you will not be tranquil. Velo yihi emonoyach lechaf raglecho, you won't find any resting place to rest your feet. And Hashem will give you while you're there a lev ragos, a fearful heart, v'chilyon einayim, looking forward to a salvation which will not come, v'davoy nofesh, a deep depression and bitterness of the heart. Says Rashi, lo yisagia, lo yisenuach, k'moi v'zo yisamar geyo, lev ragos, lev chored, a fearful heart, k'targumoy dochel, k'moi shoil mitachas rogzoloch, shomu amim yirgozu, n'moiz do yisashomayim yirgozu. Could be Lev Chored means more than just fearful, more like a tremble. V'chilyo in einayim metzapel Yeshua v'lo yisovoy, as we saw Rashi above. Posuk samach vov v'oyu chayecho teluim lecho mineged ufochanto laylo v'yoymom v'lo yisamin v'chayecho. And your life will be hanging in front of you. You don't know if you'll make it alive through the day. Ufochanto laylo v'yoymom, you'll be in a constant fear, night and day. V'lo yisamin mechayecho, you will not believe that you will be alive the next day. Says Rashi, chayecho tluim lecho ala sofik. You don't know. Kol sofik kol tolui. Every sofik is called like it's hanging. What's a sofik? You don't know yes, or you don't know not. Something that's hanging. It's not up and it's not down. It's somewhere in between. Shema omus hayoim becherev abo oleinu. Maybe today I'll die with the sword coming on us. V'rabo yiseinu dor shuza lekech tvua min hashuk. This is referring to somebody that doesn't own a field, and therefore he buys grain for a year in advance. He doesn't know what's going to be next year. V'lo yisamin mechayecho, even worse. Ze asumech ala palter. He doesn't even have enough money to buy grain for a year. He has to buy bread from a baker every day. He doesn't even know what's going to be tomorrow. Posuk samech zayin babuiker toimar mitein erev uve erev toimar mitein buiker mipachad levo vecho asher tifchod umimar einecho asher tireh. The tzoros will be getting worse and worse. And in the morning you'll say, halavai, we should go back to last night. Last night was better than this morning. Uvo erev toimar mitein boiker. When comes the night, you'll say, halavai, it should have been the morning. The morning was better than now. All this mipachad levovcho asher tifchod, from the terrible fear that you'll be living in constant fear. Umimarei einecho asher tireh, from the sight that you'll be seeing with your eyes, which will cause you to fear and hope you're going backwards in time, which was better than now. Says Rashi, "Baboyikar toimar mi'itein erev ye'erev shel emesh." Should be the night of yesterday. Uvo erev toimar mi'itein boyikar shel shacharis, of this morning. What does this mean? Shatzoris mischaskis tomit. Tzoris are getting worse. V'chol shor merubo kilolosom mishelafonel. Every hour is worse than the previous one. Posuk samaches ve'eshiv v'cho adonoi Mitzrayim ba'onios baderech asher omarti lecho lo yisif oy liroiso. V'ismakartem shom le'oyevecho la'avodim v'lishfachois v'ein koineh. And Hashem will return you to Mitzrayim with ships of captivity. In the same way that I told you back in Parshas Beshalach after Kiryas Yamsuf, lo'yisoysif oy liroiso, you will not be seeing the Mitzrayim again. And now, as a result of your chatoim, you will be going back to there. And you're going to try to sell yourselves to your enemies over there to be a slave, to be a maidservant. Nobody's going to want to buy you, because there's going to be a gzeiras hereg, v'chilyon. There will be a gzeira that's going to kill you and destroy you. Says Rashi, bo'onios b'sfinois b'shivyo, captivity boats, ships. V'ismakartem shem lo'ivecho Atem mevakshim. You're going to want li yois nimkorim loem la'avodim v'lishfochoiz. You're going to want to sell yourselves. But ve'en koine. Ki yigzu olecho hereg v'kill you. And they don't want you as slaves. They want to kill you. V'ismakartem means to sell your, want to sell yourselves. V'loitochen lefarash v'ismakartem v'loshen v'nimkartem. And you will be sold al de moichim acherim. Mipnei shenemer achro ve'en koine. The next words, nobody's going to buy. So clearly you weren't sold. Rather, v'ismakartem must mean you will want to sell yourselves and it won't work because they're not going to want you. Posuk samachtes eile divrei abriz asher tzivo adonoi es moshe lichrois es bnei Yisrael be'eretz moav milevad abriz asher koras itom b'choy reiv. All the above brochos and klolos are the words of the covenant that Hashem commanded Moshe to make this covenant with Bnei Yisrael in Eretz Moav. And this is besides for the covenant that he made with them almost 40 years ago in Chorev, in Har Sinai, in the brochos and klolos of Bechukosai. Says Rashi, Lichrois es Bnei Yisrael, Shehikablu aleim es haTorah ba'olo v'shvuah, accepted what the shvuah is swearing, and ba'olo accepting the consequences of the onshim that come if we don't keep the Torah. Milvad abris, klolo shebetoras koyanim, and sefer vayikra, shenemru b'sinai. Ad kan the seventh topic of Parshas Kisovoi, the klolos. On to the eighth and last topic, Moshe Rabbeinu told the Klal Yisrael, he reminds them of the Nisim Hashem did with us from Yetzias Mitzrayim throughout the desert and until the last war with Sichon and Oig. Shvi, Perek Chof Tes Posuk Aleph. Vayikra Moshe el kol Yisrael v'yomer aleihem atem reisem. Eiz kol asher aso adonoi leinichem be'eret Mitzrayim lefaroyu l'chol avodo v'l'chol arzoi. And Moshe Rabbeinu calls all of Klal Yisrael and tells them, you have seen with your own eyes the Nisim that Hashem did for you in Mitzrayim to Paro and all his servants in his entire country. And who is Moshe Rabbeinu referring to? Atem Re'isem. Many of the people that saw all that are no longer with us. They died with the Chetam Eraglim throughout the last 38 years. So who is Moshe Rabbeinu referring to? Atem Re'isem. He's referring to those who were less than 20 at the time of the Chetam Eraglim. They saw what happened in Mitzrayim. He's referring to Shevet Levi. Chetam Eraglim was not chal on Shevet Levi. And he's referring to all the women. Chetam Eraglim was not chal on the women. Hamasois hagadoilois asher u'einecho hoisois ha'moifesim hagadoilim hoheim. The great Nisim that you saw with your own eyes. The signs and the great wonders. Veloy nosan adoinoi lochem leiv lo daaz veinayim niroiz voznayim nishmoya ad hayoim hazeh. But until today, Hashem did not give you a heart to understand, or eyes to see, or ears to hear. Namely, to internalize all those nisim that Hashem did to you in Mitzrayim. And the proof is, you did the Cheto Egel, you did the Cheto Meraglim. Because you didn't fully believe, you didn't fully have trust in Hashem that He's going to bring you where He wants to bring you. It says Rashi, "V'loy nosanachem lochem leiv lo das lehakir es chasdei amokim v'lidovek boy." To recognize and to internalize the chasdei Hashem and to attach yourself to Him, not to doubt Him with chato egel and chato meraglim and other chatoim. Ad ayoyim azeh, what happened that day? Shomati says Rashi, Shoisu Yayoim Shenosan Moshe Sefer Torah Libnei Levi. On that day that Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Sefer Torah to his Shevet Bnei Levi, K'moshe Kosov, as we'll see later on in Parshas Vayelech, Vayitno El HaKohanim Bnei Levi, when he completed the Torah, Bo'u Kol Yisroel Lifnei Moshe V'amru Loi, Moshe Rabbeinu, Afonu Amadnu B'Sinai, V'kibalnu Es HaTorah, V'nitlanonu. We were also there, we were also received the Torah. U'mo'ato Mashlit Es Bnei Shivtech Oleo. Why are you putting your Shevet in charge of the Sefer Torah? V'yem gulonu yem ocho, at a later date they'll tell us, loy lochem nitno, lonu nitno. They'll claim that the Torah was given to them, Shevet Levi, and not to us. We also want a Sefer Torah. V'somach Moshe al adovo, Moshe was happy when he heard these words. V'al zoyis om alohem, this is what he told him above in the parasha. Hayoim hazeh nihyeiso le'om. Namely, Hayoim hazeh hivanti, she'atam dveikim v'chafetzim b'mokoim. This day I came to the recognition that finally you want to attach yourself and you want to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want the Sefer Torah. And says Rashi, that's what Ad HaYoyim HaZeh is referring to. Up until now, I see that Hashem did not give you a heart to understand, eyes to see, and ears to hear, to understand, to internalize the message of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But now, I see that you got it. And now Moshe Rabbeinu is talking b'shem Hashem. And I took you through the desert for 40 years. Your clothing did not wear out from upon you, and your shoes did not wear out from upon your feet. You did not eat bread, nor did you drink wine and aged wine, in order that you should know and recognize and internalize that I am Hashem your God. I am taking care of you from A to Z. Until finally you came to this place, namely Iver Hayalde, and Sichoi Melech Cheshboin and Oig Melech HaBoshon came out to us and they waged war, and we killed them out. And we took their land and we gave it as inheritance to Ruvain, Gad, and Chatzi Shevet Menashe. All this goodness that Hashem has given you may get to your head and you may become haughty. And you may think to yourself that this success will continue no matter what. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, no. Ushmaltem es divrei habris hazois. The Hatzlacha of Hashem will only continue if you keep the words of this covenant and keep the Torah, the mitzvahs, in order that you should be matzliach in everything you do. That's Rashi's first pshat, that posuk ches ushmaltem es divrei habris hazois is going back on all your Hatzlachos with the Melchomois and Sichoin and Oig and the 40 years throughout the desert that Hashem took care of you. Make sure, don't take it for granted. Rashi will tell us a second pshat that Ushmaltem is going back on Posuk Gimel, as we'll see. Says Rashi, now, atem roim atzmechem begdula v'chovoid, you're on top of the world. Al tivatu b'mokoim, don't kick. Val yorum levavchom, don't be haughty. Rather, Ushmaltem is divrei habris hazois, it's contingent upon you keeping the divrei habris hazois. Pshat number one. Pshat number two, davar acher, it's going back to Posuk Gimel. What do we see in Posuk Gimel? Hashem didn't give you a heart to understand and appreciate the Nisim and what you owe HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all that. A person doesn't really get his Rebbe until he's a Talmud for 40 years. That's why Hashem was not makpid on you until this day. Because he understands, you didn't fully get him until 40 years passed. Avol mikan ve'eloch, yakpid, lefichoch posukches, ushmaltem et divrei habris hazois. You have to know, what does it mean? Ulefichoch lo hikpid aleichem amokim ad ayom hazeh. And what happened in the Chet Egel, and the Chet Meraglim, and the Misoinenim, and Taveiro, and the Safsuf? So you have to say that those were extreme cases, that even somebody that wasn't Umid al-Das Raboy is expected to have understood, you don't do a Cheto Egel, you don't do a Cheto Meraglim, and the others. Maybe. Adkan, the eighth and last topic of Parshas Kisovoy, remembering all the Nisim Hashem did for us from Yetzias Mitzrayim throughout the desert until we got al Amokim Hazeh, Sichoin and Oig. To sum up, what did we learn in Parshas Kisovoy? Eight topics. Topic number one, Mitzvah Bikurim. Topic number two, Vidui Maisrois. Topic number three, Es Hashem He'emalto Ayoim, V'Hashem He'emilcho. Topic number four, the Avonim Gdoilois, to take out of the Yaldein and bring Tar Eval, to write the Torah on them and build a Mizbeach. Topic number five, the Maimad Abrochis, V'Haklolois, and Ar Grizim, and Ar Eval. Topic number 6, the brachos, meant for Klal Yisrael, if we keep the mitzvahs. Topic number 7, the klolos, if chas v'shalom we do not. And topic number 8, lizkoir chasdei amokim oleinu. Good Shabbos, good Shabbos.